It's quite unfortunate that science in today's world isn't interested in answering questions you cannot have an answer to due to certain human limitations you don't have access to. And the fact that you cannot get an answer breaks down science as it is defined today through adherence to the scientific formula. As important and fundamental as it is, it limits you to questions you can get an answer to. It limits you to questions you can put an experiment around and testing it and observing the results. But even before you would start the experiment, you would start thinking about how to test your theory. You need to develop an answer. You need to think. Because to think of what the answer might be is necessary to help you develop an experiment, put together and design a test. Any question we have on the philosophical side, if you will, that don't have an answer really, that we know we cannot have an answer to, science isn't interested in. Science lacks funding for. Even though the question seems scientific, even though the question was born by scientists from science, like trying to find an answer to the measurement problem, trying to determine which interpretation of quantum mechanics actually fits the bill of reality. Since we don't have access to the behind the scenes, how could you possibly get an answer to what's happening actually behind the scenes? If you don't have access, you can't, you can never, but you have never, and we're not sure if we will ever, have access to behind the scenes. And until that changes, until that trajectory changes, science isn't interested. People who study interpretations, it's an exercise that looks scientific, smells scientific, but these people emerge from the Department of Philosophy often. The Department of Science doesn't offer these programs, and it's quite a shame. And it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always the case. What used to be the case is that philosophers would dabble in science. The scientists were philosophers. The general intelligence that comes from philosophy, the deep interest in answering questions, speculating on ideas towards potential answers or best answers and best fit lines to questions that don't necessarily have an answer, is a general intelligence that was a precursor before tackling a scientific question. Adhering to the scientific formula when tackling a scientific question is necessary, and it is fundamental. But it has to come through the precursor of the general intelligence that is philosophy. There has to be a keen interest, fundamentally, about how the world works, even though we don't have access to much of the world. We are limited in space, in time, in dimension. And how do you differentiate them even? They're all dimensions. People who are so narrow that they are only interested in things they can see, things they can observe, things they can measure, while completely brushing off what they can't and how what they can't influences what they can, will never be at the frontier of science, will never be at the frontier of advancement and knowledge. It just won't happen. And unfortunately, today, in today's world, this is a systemic issue within that community. There are a lot more atheists than there were in any other time where you could define a scientific community. And there's a certain level of pride in their atheism today. And it's because it fits the bill. They put all their eggs in this one basket of, I see it, I measure it, I want to live in this classic world. This is all there is. There's nothing else. And obsessing over observation, digging a deeper hole.